Dish from Waitrose is an SE Creative Studio production.
Fizz Beyond Carbonated Water. Introducing the Infizz Fusion by Sage. Carbonate a refreshing strawberry wine cooler or a homemade lemonade like never before. Infizz. And release. Infizz your flavour. Sage, the Infizz Fusion Carbonator. Available in a range of Luxe colours, exclusively at John Lewis.
Our podcast might contain the occasional mild swear word or adult theme. Hello, it's Nick Grimshaw.
And Angela Hartnett.
And welcome to Dish. Now, this is a podcast which is about food, drink, chat, and the occasional story about a dog or something. And today, the one and only Stanley Tucci joins us on Dish. And I feel a bit funny about it. I felt a bit funny going to bed last night.
Why? Nervous?
A little bit nervous. And he strikes me as someone that, like, he doesn't suffer fools.
No.
He's very chic.
Yeah.
He's very cool.
So are you.
No, but I find that a bit unnerving. I don't know why. Well, I guess I'm a fan. I'm a big fan, so yeah. I'm fanning out.
He's lovely. Such a lovely, lovely man. He's a pure gentleman.
And you've met him a few times.
Met him a few times. Cooked for him before. No, he's lovely. He's so polite. He's just, everyone loves Stanley. You can't not love Stanley. It's just great.
Have you been watching his telly show?
I have. We're in the telly show.
Oh, you're on the telly show.
I'm on the telly show with my mum, my uncle, my auntie Viv. So I'm cooking what we cook at Christmas for Stanley.
Oh, delish. What are we going to cook for Stanley?
So we're cooking, I think it is one of his favourite Italian dishes, spaghetti alla vongole. Which is spaghetti with clams, garlic, parsley, touch of lemon.
Do you get a bit funny about cooking for someone who, you know, he's got a good palate, does Stanley? He knows his food.
Yeah, you want to make it right.
Yeah.
So of course you do. You know, it's nervous cooking for anyone. But yeah, you definitely want to make sure Stanley goes away happy.
But also I bet when you're cooking pasta, this is like, you're like, I've got this. I can do a pasta.
No, it's even worse because people expect more.
Oh yeah. What's the secret to making this so good? How do you nail spaghetti vongole?
You don't cook the pasta in the water for the full amount of time. Drain it. Add it to the clams and the juices and cook the rest of it in the juices with the clams.
Ooh.
So it absorbs all the flavour.
Yeah. Okay, let's get cooking clams for Stanley.
Indeed, clams for Stan.
Right, time to welcome our guest, the man that I have donned a shoe for today. His CV reads like Angela's DVD collection. We're talking The Lovely Bones, Julie and Julia, The Devil Wears Prada and The Hunger Games. His latest book is now out in paperback. It is called Taste, My Life in Food. And I imagine this episode today, Angela, will inspire another chapter. It's Stanley Tucci, everybody! Hi, Stanley.
Hi.
Hi.
Guys.
Welcome. Thank you. Thanks.
I'm so excited you're here.
Well, I'm excited.
Good.
I'm here. I'm so happy to see you and to meet you.
And to meet you. Yes. I'm really excited you're here. A little bit nervous as well, though, because I love a Negroni. I know you love a Negroni. Mm. There's a Negroni recipe in your book.
Yes.
Negronis have been mentioned by you on the internet many a time.
Yes.
But I love them, but I've never, ever made one because my neighbour makes the best ones.
Really?
So I go to hers. She's called Remy. Yeah. Remy actually wanted to come today to have Negroni bonding with you. She calls them Negremis.
Well, then I'm glad she didn't.
Yeah. But this is the first one I've ever made.
Put down by Stanley there. So,
so welcome and cheers.
Cheers.
And I pray it's all right.
I'm sure it will be.
Cheers. Here we go.
Yeah, the Stanley test.
Okay.
Just tastes good. I like it.
It's perfect. It is. It is, you know, because sometimes people make them, they're too sweet. They're sort of sickening almost, you know. That's wonderful.
It's kind of the cocktail you can't do wrong.
It's
just booze.
But you just shake over ice. You don't have an ice cube in it then.
What I do is, I'll shake it over ice and then put it in like a coupe.
Yeah, right? Okay.
So this is all wrong. Yeah, I'm
It was shaking over ice, and when I saw it, I was like, we don't have any coupes, do we? Yeah, and they were like, no, we got a tumbler.
Yeah,
a tumbler. It's sort of like daytime in Italy, I feel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah?
That is the most wonderful thing in Italy. Yeah. You have this, like at sunset or in the morning.
Mm, it could be a morning cocktail.
Sure.
I loved it. I watched your Venice episode last night.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Where Stanley goes and has cicchetti, and they have like a glass of wine with breakfast.
Yeah, that's their breakfast,
Respect.
The Venetians, right?
Yeah.
I mean, wow. It's amazing.
It's the best thing. A little glass of Prosecco with a little anchovy. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that, is that?
I think in America you'd be arrested for that.
My brother, he's out in New York, and you go out with friends, and if you go out for lunch, you ask for a glass of wine, they literally think you're an alcoholic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, what do you mean? You're drinking at lunch?
I know.
It's like, yes.
Well,
yes.
And LA, too. Yeah. Whenever I would, you would be out in LA, when I first started going there almost 40 years ago, you go to LA, they take you out to lunch, you go, like, great, I'll have a glass of wine. And you saw them go, like,
does he have a drink problem?
Yeah. I have no problem drinking at all. You know, it's weird that culture.
Go Europe.
Yeah, exactly. Love it. Yeah, that's the way.
Well, you guys do know each other,
yes,
as well. So, how did the Angela Stanley relationship begin?
We have a mutual friend that we've done lots of lunches with. So Stanley and I are not adverse to having a drink at lunch.
No, the mutual friend who used to be the CEO of Fortnum & Mason.
Yeah.
And he would have these lunches.
Yeah.
But he was having them so often
that
eventually you had to go, like, I can't. Like, the whole,
Doubt.
Like, I was so excited the first time. It was great. I met you. I could meet all these people. And then after, like, the sixth one, you're like, I have to go to a detox center. You know? It's like, I can't.
We'd all meet in Austria at the exactly.
But you would make such amazing food.
Yeah. I always do this annual truffle one.
Yeah. Mm.
And so Stanley always comes to that one. So I think we're repeating that this year. So you've had a 6-month hiatus.
That's true.
You can come back now.
It's so much fun. They're really, really fun.
Yeah.
He's very generous.
He's very good at mixing. I always freak out because, well, Stanley is the most beautiful person. He's such a gentleman. And you go into this room full of these famous people. I'm like...
The first time I went, I was like, oh, my God, why are all these famous people? Like, I couldn't deal with it. Do you know what I mean? Like, Judi Dench was there, and I almost had a stroke. And then you talk to her, and she's like the sweetest person in the world. And then after, like, the fifth one, you're like, oh, hi, Judi.
Hello. Oh, hi, Judi.
Oh, I see you. Brought Maggie along with you.
Some people are just too famous to see in real life.
Yeah.
Like a Judi Dench.
Mm. Yeah.
Or like I saw Cher in a room once.
Yeah.
Too weird. Like, I don't think you should see Cher.
Yeah. No. Did that sort of taint it for you?
I don't know. She just really looked like Cher. My brain couldn't compute it was Cher.
That she existed.
Yeah. Well, I did a movie with her. Uh-huh. And this is years ago. I did...
Burlesque.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that, Negroni. And she was literally one of the nicest people you'd ever meet, and one of the funniest. I mean, so caustic and smart. Mm. Even though she pretends she's not all the time, she goes, "Oh, I don't know. I don't know how to do that," and she knows everything. Mm. She was amazing. I have her on, you know, my phone.
Do you? You have a text with Cher?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. She's good on Twitter, is Cher, isn't she?
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah. So you guys met through your lunches.
Yeah, we met through the lunches.
And then you've cooked together.
Yeah, I mean, Stanley, you have your incredible program, Searching for Italy.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you're searching for Italy in London.
One of the episodes was in London because there are almost 500,000 Italians here, and we wanted to sort of show that, you know, and talk about the history and so on and so forth. And you were kind enough to come on and be a guest and tell us your familial history, and we watched you cook, and it was just, it was really, for Lottie, my assistant is here, she was like, that was the best day ever.
Oh.
No, really, it was.
Oh.
To meet your family, and you were so generous. And
I've now got to make him Annalini for Christmas.
I know, we did watch the episode, and it was like you, Stanley, arriving at Angela's and going into the house, and Angela said when we were watching, she said, you're going to have to come round now. And I was like, oh, what an invite. She was like, I was like, oh, yeah, that'd be nice. She's like, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. Well, this is the great guest. Stanley washed up as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, he leaves the kitchen tidy. You would love Stanley at your house.
I do like washing up.
You do like washing up.
I love it.
You like a tidy kitchen.
I do.
Are you one of those families that whatever you're having the kids have, or do the kids have to have like the child version of the pasta and then you can have the more sophisticated?
Yeah, no, exactly. That's the problem. And my kids now, it's really weird. Like, my kids should be such great adventurous eaters, and they're not. Because
Yeah, they're not.
We've raised them completely wrong. Yeah. They're lovely people, but we've been really bad about that. So you make the same five things every week. And you're like, really? I want my sausages. All right, you know, have sausages.
Honestly.
And then it's like, would you like to try some mashed potatoes? Who doesn't like mashed potatoes?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, no, I don't want mashed potatoes. You know, you're just like, you know, do you want some chips? No, I didn't think. You know, you're just like,
eat the food.
Just eat it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
I really like your British kids accent.
Yeah. No, sausages.
That is the way my son talks, you know. I mean, they have a diet like Fagin is their father. Do you know what I mean? It's really bad. Although Matteo's become slightly adventurous, he does eat when I make pasta con tonno.
Right? Okay, nice.
With tomato sauce and tuna. And he loves that. But his little sister will not touch tomato sauce.
No.
But she will eat raw tomatoes.
Oh, it's finicky.
Do you think it's just their way to protest? Like, that's the one thing they can have, like, a go at.
Because our schedules are sort of odd, and, you know, we have the older kids too. It's like, you know. Normally, at this age, I would be sitting and eating with them. But they eat so early. They're like retirees. It just kills me. It kills me. Like, but Felicity's more, she likes to eat earlier. Yeah, and she wants to really feed the kids earlier because they fall apart. You know, they do. But I don't want to eat at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. No, that's like lunch. You know?
I did wear a shoe for Stanley. Normally, I do a trainer. But I felt like you deserved a leather Italian shoe. And I thought of that last night.
A lot
night.
Of people have said that.
Yeah. So my next book's going to be called A Shoe for Stanley.
A Shoe for Stanley. I'm wearing a leather Italian boot. Nice, right?
Really great.
Yeah.
But do you always look nice, Stanley? Because my boyfriend thinks that I need to step it up in the style stakes.
Right. I told you, when I saw you, I love that
sweater.
I stepped
it up. This is the step up. But, like, when we're at home, I'll, like, wear, like, you know, an old T-shirt and tracksuit bottoms, and he's like, nah. Just look nice all the time.
Yeah.
Like Stanley Tucci.
Yeah.
But do you ever, you know?
Well, no, I wear tracksuit bottoms.
You do?
Yes,
okay.
I do. Nice one.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
But then always, before dinner, I always change and put something nice on, or, you know, whatever, even if it's just...
Yeah, my dad always did that, always wore trousers and a shirt in the house.
It's nice.
Like, always.
It's nice.
Love it.
I remember people got so excited when I was wearing a belt during lockdown when I did the cocktail videos, and people were like, he's wearing a belt! And I was like, well, yeah, of course I'm wearing a belt. You know, it's like I have pants on. Otherwise, the pants would fall down. Like, it's so weird, but obviously I wasn't wearing... tracksuit bottoms or whatever. Yeah.
So, like, I always think a shoe in the house always is like, we're having dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, or, like, there's people coming round. Do you know what I mean? If I've got a shoe on in the house,
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Barefoot?
I do barefoot.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, if I wear a little loafer in the house, I'm like, someone's coming.
Yeah.
Someone's coming round.
Even if I haven't invited
them. Yeah, someone's coming round.
Yeah, I can't be without footwear.
Oh.
It has to be, like, a sneaker or a boot. My father can't stand to be barefoot. I can't stand to be barefoot. My friend Ryan Reynolds, too, he's like, he goes, yeah, no, I can't. I
can't
do it.
Can't be barefoot.
Can't do it.
Wow.
Yeah, I cannot. I'd sleep in my shoes if I could. I would, like a cowboy, you know? Really, I don't know why. There's a sense of insecurity. Uh-huh. Sometimes I just wear shoes and nothing else.
And nothing else.
What's that, Angela? You're making bongole.
Yeah, cooking to order.
Well, did you order this?
What?
Did you demand this?
What I mean is you can't make it ahead. It's cooked, you know, you cook it,
but
you eat
this
it.
Is the thing about most Italian food. It's very immediate. There are obviously some recipes, but not a huge number of recipes that are sort of slow cooked and blah, 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 blah. It's all like that, which is... 75% of Italian cooking. Mm-hmm.
Because it's about the ingredients more than anything.
Yeah. Is today's recipe pretty easy?
I think it is, but it's timing. I mean, some of the things when I was at college and I remember someone having pre-grated Parmesan in one of those plastic tubs. And I was just like such a snob, like, oh my God, who are these people I'm living with? Pre-grated, but you know, or when people pre-cook pasta.
No.
And then sort of refresh it in cold water.
Yeah. What?
And
what?
Then and then
who
sort
does
of
that?
Cook. You know, people have
Gordon
done
Ramsay.
That. Gordon Ramsay.
Right, get that pasta washed, Ange. Get it rinsed. Angela waxing the dishwasher. Just get it all cleaned up and stuff.
But do you cook?
I do cook. I don't cook like you or Angela, but I do. I do when I... No, do I cook? I guess compared to you and Angela, no.
No.
But I can say to my boyfriend, yes. Yeah. So, I mean, I do occasionally.
Does he cook?
No, not at all. He finds it really stressful. I enjoy the method of cooking. I don't really like following a recipe.
Yeah.
I like just sort of freestyling it a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think you've got to have a bit of time and a bit of trial and error, gaffing
yes.
the side.
Yes.
So I do like it on like a weekend. I love it.
Yeah.
He finds it really stressful. Yeah. I love watching, like, you know, your show and cookery shows where there's like the joy of it and like the romance of it. And he's more like, logistically, it's a pain in the ass because we've got to go and buy everything and then clean up and then we eat in a minute. So what's the point in spending 3 hours to cook? And I'm like, it's romantic. And he's like, it's annoying. Let's just go out. But I did see, like, when your show's on Twitter, your name does trend, like, you know, when someone dies.
Yeah.
But you're not dead. No. But it's just all great praise. And like, I know I was reading through it, people are just like, I love this show. I want to go to Italy. I want to cook. But have you had like the nicest reaction to this show?
The greatest reaction ever. Mm. I mean, we're shocked. It was an idea that I had like 15 years ago.
Right.
And then CNN came to me, what, 4 years ago or something like that? And they said, do you have any ideas for a show? I gave them three ideas. This was one of them. And as soon as I said it, you saw their eyes sort of go like, oh, yes. Oh,
yeah.
We get
money.
To go to Italy. Yeah. And then, you know, we made it. And it's been great. It's really, really been great. When we go to Italy now and we're filming, there are people who come up to you and go, oh my God, we're here because of your show. Wow. We're going blah, blah, blah. And somebody told me that in Naples, people are doing the Stanley Tucci tour, which is going to the places that we went in Naples, which of course I can't remember now because it feels like 1,000 years ago. But I think it's opened up people's minds about Italy in a way. Mm-hmm. Not that they didn't want to go before, but that they understand now, as Angela and I have talked about, that it's not just, hey, you just have pasta. Mm-hmm. Hey, you just have pizza. Hey, you, like, there are these, all these nuances to it.
Yeah, a dream show.
Yeah, look, I'm just watching now? You toss.
Oof. Right, I think we're there.
Do you smell it?
I do smell it. It smells fantastic. See, I'd be worried of cooking a
Don't say.
Rolling the eyes already, did you see that? Angela rolls the eyes if
did
I have any
eyes?
Question. She does about 8 per episode to me. See, I'd be worried of cooking a clam at home.
Oh, right. Oh,
is what I was going to say.
Make you nervous about saying
no.
Like, you'd be worried cooking for Stanley.
No. I don't know. Like, there's certain things at home, like a clam.
But you just don't have the ones that aren't open.
Okay. That's it.
That's it. It's that simple. Whatever.
That simple.
If the clam doesn't open, don't eat
don't
it.
Eat
okay.
It.
Right. Let's cook a
and
clam.
And if the clam is opened when you cook it and it won't close if you tap it, don't eat it. Oh, look at that.
Wow.
How gorgeous that is.
I've
oh, and
a
also,
bit of,
come on, these.
Pangrattata, if you want to put a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, yes. I love them.
Spaghetti alla vongole. So basically, spaghetti with vongole, which are clams, just some garlic in there, white wine and parsley, and then. Pangrattata is basically fried breadcrumbs because Stanley will back me up. The Italians waste nothing.
Nothing.
And actually, I'm sure your mother's fridge was like my grandmother's fridge, that all you ever had was like little pots with saucers on top.
Yep.
And it was just, they'd never, even a tiny spoon of sugo, they would never waste it.
No. I still do that.
Yeah, I love
it. I do, in a little container, because you're like, well, I could put that with an egg.
Yeah.
I could put it with a little
maybe
something.
Have
yeah.
I always like to do, if we've got any like leftover veg from the night before, I'll have that pan fry it in the morning and whack an egg on it.
Yes.
I'm always like, whack an egg on it.
Yes.
It's breakfast.
Yeah. I would put an egg in just about anything.
Yeah, like anything I shoot. Like... So we've gone for a Pinot Gris to have with our vongole, which is from Waitrose, of course. They've paired it with this on their website. And if you want to go and check out the wine or check out the recipe, how to make this, waitrose.com/dish recipes.
I'm so excited. This is like the greatest podcast ever.
Right? Oh, yes.
Yeah, most of them, you're like
we
starving, you know? You're like, we have to keep talking without anything?
I've said that.
I hate a podcast without wine and pasta.
Yeah.
Terrible idea. In terms of culinary, do you have a favourite region in Italy that you've been to that you're like, that's the one? Or is that too hard to do?
It's hard to do. I really love...
I don't really have a favourite anything.
No, I have a favourite child, but I'll tell you. But yeah, I don't know. Where would you...
I mean, I suppose partly I love Emilia-Romagna because I know it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I really love Sicily. Mm-hmm. I think you would love Sicily because Sicily feels you're going back 40 years.
Right.
That's what I love about it.
And
it's
Sardinia. We were just there filming, and I have to say that for me, I had been once before. I thought, well, this food is amazing. We went again, and I have to say, you almost couldn't find a bad meal.
Yeah.
It did feel like Italy 30 years ago.
Yeah, you know, I love that.
Oh, God, it was amazing.
I want a Sunday closing, half days, all this nonsense, 7 days a week.
You should bring it in and say, it's my Italian heritage.
Yeah,
I need to close.
Exactly, yeah.
On a Sunday. Is the show as fun as we imagine it is to make it? Because I did say earlier, I said, I love Stanley Tucci's job.
Yeah.
He like goes around Italy, eats food and goes, that's delicious. And then I was kindly reminded, they were like, you do that on a podcast with Angela Hartner. I was like, oh yeah.
And you don't have to get on a plane.
Exactly, you don't have to travel.
And no one cares what you're wearing.
No, exactly.
Right? I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
No, okay. You know, you're just, it is really wonderful. It is exhausting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course.
I mean, it sounds funny. People go, put me in your suitcase. Let me go with you. And you're like, you don't want to. You really don't want to because, you know, I'm speaking two languages, not particularly well. Mm. And then you're meeting new people every day. You're traveling great distances in a car.
And you've got to be up every day.
And you've got to be up every day. You have to be, like, happy. And I'm like, really?
Not hungry today, sorry.
Yeah.
Away from Felicity and the family.
No, you're away from the kids, so it's really hard. So we're done with Italy.
Yeah. Right.
It's over. We're done. But I think what we're going to do, searching for the British Isles or whatever you call
it. Oh, that would be fantastic.
So we're going to do that next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's exciting to me because I'll be able to come home more often. Mm-hmm. I won't have to fly for the most part. And there's just so much here. Yeah. You know, England has so much to offer. Mm-hmm. And again, you sort of want to dispel the myth of, in England, nobody eats well. We know that's not true.
Yeah.
So, like, Italy is just pasta and whatever. Mm-hmm. So the hope is to sort of educate people, I suppose, in a way, as I've been educated by living here.
Next movie you're doing is the Whitney Houston movie, I Wanna Dance With Somebody, which you've done. But when does that come out? That's soon, no?
21st.
Just pre-Christmas.
In fact, I saw some of it just before I came here. I was doing the ADR, which is just filling in any sound that was they needed fixing. Lottie and I just saw some of it.
Thumbs up, Lottie.
Loving just did the international sign off.
Amazing.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Amazing.
I'm so excited about it.
Yeah.
It was a really, it was an amazing experience.
Yeah.
And I don't often say that, you know, about films. It was really great. The people were so nice.
Yeah.
This young woman, Naomi Ackie, was like incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A great director.
Filmed all in the States,
We shot in Boston, actually.
Okay,
It was great.
Fantastic.
Even the trailer is wow. Like, when trailer, you know, you see a trailer for a movie, and you're like, okay. Like, the trailer's got me wound up. I was like, oh, my God. Like, it was like, send it to my family. And I was like, Christmas.
Yeah.
We have to go on
But
Christmas.
It is one of those movies. I know. And they're so smart to release it then. Because you want to go and you want to celebrate, even though it's a tragic story, obviously.
Yeah.
She still, you know, when you listen to that voice, it just gives you joy.
Yeah.
Like, it gives you such happiness.
Mm. Yeah.
I was, like, in love with everyone I worked with.
Aww. After
I was there for, like, 3 weeks, and I didn't want to go. I mean, I was just, it was wonderful.
And who do you play in it? Stanley?
I have no idea.
You have no idea. And you played Whitney Houston.
Yes. The young Whitney.
The young Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your wonderful book, Stanley.
You scared
me.
Oh
my God, sorry. Scared Stanley. We wanted to read about your book, Taste. Which we do think you are a man of taste. Not just in the culinary world. You look stunning at all times.
Thanks.
We wanted to go through this book in quite a lazy way.
That's how I wrote it.
Yeah. Okay, so we thought we'd flick through your book and see if you could, you know, retell some of these wonderful stories that are all in taste.
I'm going to have more wine.
Yes,
please have more wine, Stanley. Yeah. First up, I remember my acting teacher, George Morrison, telling us. Talk to us about George Morrison. What did he teach you?
He was really interesting, George Morrison. He was a guy who was trained at Second City, mm-hmm. which was in Chicago. And so I was trained in the method, right? But also in improvisation. He said that people like to watch people doing sort of very ordinary tasks. Mm. And I'm a big believer in this.
Yeah.
You know, we do, obviously, there needs to be some drama involved. And yet at the same time, there is nothing that humanizes someone on film yeah. as to just simply watch them do a really simple thing mm. without
that
music.
That we all do in a way.
Yeah, that yeah. we all do without music, without talking, without anything. And that just suddenly goes, it sits mm-hmm. in yeah. you as an audience member. Mm-hmm. And then that person can go do whatever. But then we know them.
Yeah.
Then we know who they are.
That does work.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in like Ocean's 11, Brad Pitt,
it's constantly
every single
eating,
scene,
yeah.
so it's got like a crisp or an olive or something yeah, going yeah. on. Having a drink. Yeah.
That's why you want Brad Pitt's face.
Well, that's why we're kindred spirits. Yeah. yeah.
It's fun. When I walked in here,
you were like, Brad?
Yeah, I know.
Now, we spoke about martinis on this podcast and everyone on Twitter kicked off. We had Jamie Lang join us on this podcast and he started a rumor, which is plucked just from his brain, not from any factual evidence yeah. whatsoever. He said that James Bond takes his martini shaken and not stirred because stirring it stirs the alcohol with the water and mixes it, whereas shaking it means the water sits on top and he's a good spy and he can drink the water. We were like, oh my God, that's amazing. Apparently it's total bullshit. But in
it
your book,
it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I know. Like, what yeah, are you two?
We'd had three martinis. But you say in your book that you believe that a martini should be stirred and not shaken.
Yeah.
Why?
Because otherwise the water sits on top. No.
that's how your dad showed you. Yeah.
I don't know. To me, yeah, it just, if you want it really fast, you're yeah. desperate for it. Yeah. yeah. And shake it up and whatever. But I think there's a subtle difference, which is you can't help but get a little bit of ice in
sure.
it.
Sure.
And it changes the structure of it.
Yeah.
To me, the structure is much more consistent if you stir it.
You have written here, Stanley Tucci. Yeah. Now, I am not one who is necessarily drawn to the Michelin star. Ooh.
Sorry, Angela.
Yeah, sorry, Angela. I saw she talks about Michelin star.
At night, what? Yeah, was Michelin. That the Michelin star? No, Angela. No, that's the North.
Why not the one behind it? Yeah, just checking.
But not drawn to a restaurant if it has a Michelin star for that reason? You're not like, oh, gotta go there.
No, I mean, I want to go because I'm curious.
Yeah.
But I do find a lot of them faffy.
I think the problem is Michelin, it gives the wrong connotation. Mm-hmm. People think Michelin and they think posh. And yeah. they think too many waiters and too much. Yes, it matters. Whereas actually, they're not all like that.
Yeah.
I think it's down to the person who owns the restaurant to make sure it's not, you know, and you just chill out. Mm. And, you know, I've got this great customer at Murano who's always in there, John Burton. And every time I see him, he goes, Angela, I'm in this restaurant more than you. He literally shouts it across the room. And I go, yes, Mr. Burton, because every time I see your name, I make sure I'm not here. Anyway, I'm not here. And, you know, we sort of diffuse any pompousness yeah, because yeah, sometimes yeah. people do think, okay, white mm-hmm. table, you know, but so it's, yeah, I do know where you're coming
because
from.
Because it becomes boring, it becomes yeah. Precious.
Yeah.
And anything that becomes precious.
It's food. Don't take it too seriously. Yeah. It is a carrot. Yeah. Let's be honest. Yeah. No, but you know what I mean.
Well, Stanley, thank you for coming to join us.
Thank you for having me.
It was
me.
So been great amazing. To meet you and to chat to you.
Likewise.
And yeah, cheers,
so
Stanley.
Much
cheers.
Fun.
Cheers, thank Stanley. You. Stanley Tucci, everybody. All the recipes and drinks can be found on the Waitrose website at waitrose.com/dishrecipes.
Follow Dish from Waitrose wherever you get your podcasts. Tell your friends, tell your family, and why not leave us a review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts?
We can't all have a Michelin star chef in the kitchen, but you can get some Michelin star advice. Email your questions for Angela to dish@waitrose.co.uk.
Waitrose. Food to feel good about.